Hey, you want that to go?
Our takeouts this morning are focusing on the one-year anniversary of President Obama's inauguration. For the view outside the Beltway, we're joined by two friends of the takeaway, Susanna Capiluto, the news director at Georgia Public Broadcasting, and Adam Ellington, a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Susanna, good to have you with us. We'll start with you, ladies first. You're in Atlanta, a place I know well, a little pinprick of blue and a sea of red there. What are they thinking of the president these days?
Well, these days, the president is not quite as popular as he used to be in Atlanta. He still, of course, has a strong base here, but outside of Atlanta, it's a different story. And, you know, here people just hope, you know, they have this protective attitude. You know, they say, look, it's only been a year. Give the guy a chance. He inherited a lot of problems. So that's one attitude. On the other hand, we have 10% unemployment. Things are just not turning around as fast, so there is sort of this flickering of dissent.
So what does he have to do? Provide more jobs? Is that what it's all about? How will he curry favor with voters in Atlanta?
Well, with his base in Atlanta, I think what needs to happen is healthcare reform. If that fails, it's going to be devastating. And the other thing is really the economy has to turn around. Jobs have to come. And things have to turn around, I think, for the president to really, you know, gain some respect again, I guess, from his base here.
All right, Susanna, let's go to Adam Ellington in St. Louis. Adam, Obama lost Missouri by a narrow margin. What if the election were today? What would happen there?
Oh, if the election were today, I'm sure he would lose by much more. I think the situation on the ground here in St. Louis is that Obama's base just feels kind of deflated. They were really excited and energized when he took office, and they were hoping for swift and broad change on various fronts, which didn't happen. And now over the summer, state Republicans have sort of really gone to town on the, you know, with the healthcare town halls in Missouri and kept that fervor going and are still hammering away at healthcare opposition in our state.
Yeah, Adam, there's a lot of moving parts to this. There's the whole Tea Party movement. There's the economy.
Right.
There's the healthcare issue. A lot of factors going in there. Try to figure out what the main factor is, if you can.
Oh, it's definitely healthcare, I think, at this point, that's at least driving the opposition to the president's agenda. There are there's a legislative bill in the General Assembly right now that aims to opt Missouri out of mandatory insurance coverage if that is what is passed in Congress. And that bill has gotten a lot of support among state Republicans, and I think they're planning on using it. It's fair to say they're planning on using it as the red meat issue this coming year in our own U.S. Senate election. So it's really become the new guns or the gay marriage issue for state Republicans here.
So this is going to have a big impact on the midterm elections, clearly.
Oh yeah, in Missouri, this is going to be a big thing. We've got a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs, and that's going to be the main issue.
Adam Ellington, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, Susanna Capiluto with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thank you both.
You know, Miles, it's so interesting. Last night over at the White House, General Wesley Clark was over there. And as the reports out of Massachusetts were coming in, he was wringing his hands like a couple of other Democrats there at this meeting I was at. And they were talking about how healthcare was a giant mistake. It should have been jobs, jobs, jobs. The president has lost his focus on jobs, and that's going to be a huge issue in the 2010 election. So 1 year later, it's so interesting what a difference a year makes here.
Well, as the Clinton campaign famously said, it's the economy, stupid, right?
Right. Well, we decided here in Washington, which really is ground zero of the Barack Obama era, 1 year ago today, the inauguration on the Washington Mall on a chilly morning, huge crowds, high, high hopes. And we took the pulse of some of the voices on the Mall yesterday. Here's Alem Amara, who's at a carousel along the Mall, remembering what it was like a year ago.
I run this carousel and the popcorn wagon around the Mall. I never seen anything like that in my life. I'm not happy the way it's going on, but still it's too early to tell that he cannot accomplish what he promised.
Breonna Rawlings and Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Yes, I did. I had a lot of expectations for him. Especially if he was going to be the first African-American president, he's going to have a lot of expectations from a lot of people.
My name is Nika Rawlings, and I live in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. I'm completely confused about the whole uproar over the healthcare situation because, for me, I know people that don't have healthcare, so it seems like to me that for us to try to get something done is absolutely wonderful. So for these people to say this is absolutely ridiculous and the wrong way to go and all that, it's like, well, what about those people who don't have healthcare? I bet you have healthcare.
Well, you can hear the frustration in some of those voices. The people President Obama inspired most last year, you'll recall, were the legions of young Americans, many who couldn't even vote, but were inspired to be the foot soldiers of his organization. Todd Zwillick and our producer Jim Colgan were out on the mall yesterday, and here's two George Washington University students.
I was not of voting age when the election came around, but I did actively volunteer to campaign for Obama. I'm definitely pleased with some of the things that have happened in the last year. I can't say that I've been 100% pleased with the way that he addressed healthcare reform and kind of not taking that leadership that he took with the economic stimulus package.
I mainly just had hope in the fact that I felt that he could truly like bring our country together. And I don't think that's really happening right now. I know the healthcare legislature's going, you know, a little slow. But I still have hope in the guy. I would just like to see him kind of bring Congress together. And I mean, I know that's almost impossible to do, but like nothing's getting done.
What's your take on the Obama administration 1 year on? What do you want to see most in the next year? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.